Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Jeff Chrysler. Jeff is the purveyor of the outstanding website, peoplescience.com. He's the author of a number of books, including, what are those books, Jeff? Dollars and Cents, that's one of them, right?
Yep, Dollars and Cents. That's the most useful one. And before that, I wrote a satire. I want to be clear, it was a satire called Get Rich Cheating.
This
is all about some of the
sneaky
moves that are
happening. I love satires. It's fun. They're fun to write. So, Jeff, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the gig economy. In the previous segment, you kind of helped us define the gig economy. It's what giggers are. They're people who are independent contractors. When I started my business, before I'd really got established, I had a professor friend of mine, professors, they're tenured. They're like, royalty almost in the marketplace because they can't be fired. But he used to describe me. He said, yeah, my friend Jim Blasingame, he lives by his wits. That's what he used to describe me. If you're a gigger, mm-hmm. You kind of live by your wits, don't you?
You do. I've been freelance essentially most of my career, and you have to not just do the job you're doing, but also keep an eye out for other opportunities. What I think is important for small business owners, I think your listeners to realize is that can be a great thing for workers, but it can also cause stress. I always tell a tale how one year in January of the year, I made $15,000, and in February of the year, I made $150. And that's how it works. That can be stressful at the time.
That's how it works.
Yeah. I mean, at the time I didn't have kids. I have kids now. And so as our lives change, is that a healthy way to plan for a family? It can be a challenge. And some are made for it and some are not. And I think that, you and I sound like the type of people that like that sort of hustle and to always keep your head on a swivel looking for new opportunities. In that case, gigging can really be great. It gives you a chance to try out different industries, and it gives you something to fill in the gaps when things are slow and whatever your main thing is.
Well, the thing that helped me, as I alluded to earlier, the thing that helped me get comfortable, if you can get comfortable with it, is just coming to terms with the fact that there's no such thing as job security. I don't care who you are.
Right. Not for anybody.
No, for nobody. No, there is no such thing anymore. I mean, the 20th century model of 40 years and a gold watch are gone. And so once you understand that, I mean, it's a crude, rude world that teaches you that, but that's the way it is. And so in my opinion, the reason there's something good about that is it puts us all on our toes. It makes us all be competitive. And here's the other thing. It causes you to seek excellence. In my opinion, if you're going to provide for yourself, and you're going to, I mean, a lot of innovation has come out of this. I mean, look, whatever I have here that anybody might think is innovative, whatever I've done, there's been a few things. It's been because I was put on my toes. I was required to step up and seek excellence, but I had to perform. I had to deliver.
Right. What's that expression? Necessity is the mother of invention.
There's no question about it. And so, if you're that now, if you're the kind of person who wants to settle into a job and rock on forever, kind of ghost around, then this, as you said earlier, this isn't for you. But the world is passing that kind of behavior by, isn't it? The digital age is not allowing that really to happen to many of those jobs to be created.
Well, it's certainly making it so that skills and technical expertise that once seemed to be a basis of security are more at risk, right? Mm-hmm. As things become more, whether it's automation and AI or just the spreading, the democratization of the workforce across the world, it makes it so that it's more difficult to just sit for 40 years and have one job.
Right.
There are great opportunities. I find myself needing to check my own perspective again and say, I don't mind all this. But there are some people that want something maybe in the middle, right, mm-hmm. where they don't have to be at, mm-hmm. at stress. And, you know, I think it's, the gig economy provides a great way to learn about new opportunities and keep options open. But
it's all about – it's like Robert Frost said in his poem, as way leads on to way. You know, how many people have gone to Uber to drive an Uber, and they meet a rider that offered them a job, the job of their life. You know what I mean? As way leads on to way. To me, the key to gigging, to being a gigger, if you're not planning on becoming a business owner like you and I have become, the key to a gigger is to make yourself available to the possibilities. You've got to stay on the pavement. Opportunity doesn't knock on your door. It knocks on the fence gate by the road, doesn't it?
It does. And I think that's one of the best things about all the gig opportunities out there is it does give you a chance to be out there meeting people and finding opportunity. One of the challenges becomes, though, so if that's what your plan is, what happens if you have a healthcare problem and you can't work? Right, the gig person, it's not just that the gig person doesn't have health insurance, which is, of course, huge, but that gig person then isn't on the street. They're knocked out of that. Mm-hmm. So there's that balance. Like, there's people at the one end of the spectrum. How do you make sure that they're safe and secure while supporting those at the, let's say, the top end who are just hustling and out there all the time? And that's the balance that I think, faces us now. As gig economy becomes more prevalent, like how do companies – And
this is something
that
policymakers are dealing with right now. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of those things. The tax issue, who's paying the tax? What is the relationship? Should the government get involved in the gig economy? We're going to talk about that with Jeff Chrysler after the break. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.